This is an I Am Listening original podcast.
The phone is really the best friend of an agent. And it's all about having great conversations to really get to know our customers and find out exactly how we can help them. It's about us seeing it as a privilege to support them every step of the way.
Welcome to Series 2 of the Property Podcast with Wards and me, Gary Wilson, the weekly podcast where I'll share with you all the latest Kent property news, as well as speaking with industry professionals to offer advice and tips that will hopefully help make your house move journey a little less stressful. Welcome to episode 5 of the Property Podcast with Wards, series 2. Today, we are talking about a career in a state agency with our special guests, Claire Goodenough, Head of Recruitment, and Alice McDonald, Recruitment Marketing Consultant at Wards. Thank you both for sharing your time and your knowledge and know-how with us on the podcast today. Lovely to have you there. I watch a lot of Homes Under the Hammer, and it would be my dream to walk down the street with that jazzy music playing with my clipboard. You are here to help people live that dream too. So for a career in a state agency, who would that be suitable for, and what are the common characteristics, the traits of successful professionals as estate agents? What kind of people make good estate agents?
Gary, thank you for having us, first of all.
You're so welcome.
I guess the very short answer is anybody, and we take on people from all different backgrounds, all different customer service roles, people who are perhaps working front of house, so maybe in a restaurant. We've had hairdressers join us, retail people, telephone sales shops, travel agents, chefs, cabin crew, so literally people from all walks of life and all backgrounds. I guess what we're looking for when we hire people into the business is that they've got to be people. And I know that's a cliche, but, you know, they have got to love working with people. Having a passion for property is great, but someone with personality, someone who's been able to talk to people and, most importantly, listen to people to find out what everything they are looking for we can actually match. Great telephone manner, because a lot of the time you're on the telephone, and I guess people who work for us kind of see it as a privilege in helping somebody move home. Whatever the story, happy, sad, it's about helping people move forward on their life's journey and being there to hold their hand through that whole process. Someone who aligns with our values are something that are written by us, we're lived by us, they're bought into by us, and people who have honesty, have that integrity and respect, and really making a difference to people's lives, not just within the business, but externally within the community as well, which is why we get involved with so much charity work.
Yeah, because that's the kind of people you are. You're good eggs, that's the thing. What about transferable skills? You kind of talked about all those people that have come from different jobs and different backgrounds. Are there specific sort of skill sets that people have in another job, and you think, that's just what you need for this?
No, for sure. Great customer service. We've got to have people that are going the extra mile. We've got great reviews on Trustpilot. 91% of the respondents gave us a 5-star. Google reviews, 4.5 out of 5 reviews there. But also somebody who has got that empathy. There's an example of an elderly mother and daughter who were combining resources, having had really poor service from another agent who were looking to buy their next property together. The story that came back from them was that they were so impressed with the enthusiasm from the agent that they were dealing with. He was so excited. He was breathless, trying to tell them he had found them that perfect property. But from that, he obviously held their hand all through that process.
Yeah.
Someone who's open to training. It's ongoing from the moment you start with us. At whatever level you come in at, it's about wanting to be the best you can be and embracing all the other additional online training that we can also offer. Going back to those values, it's about honesty, it's about integrity, it's about respect. And that's not just towards our customers, but also to our colleagues, and being part of a team that is all moving in that right direction. direction. Enjoying targets and competition. Very often we're running fun competitions across the company, and at the moment there's a competition between all our sister companies where first place results in a trip to New York.
Oh, lovely.
And second place is a trip to Europe, and all opportunities for this competition are based on customer experience points. Every year we run an Aaron sales conference where we really celebrate what people have achieved throughout that year, and it's a great evening to be part of. You've got to have drive, you've got to have resilience, you've got to want to achieve the best possible outcome for the customers. Enthusiasm, going back to that agent who was excited at finding the customer their new home as they are. And if you put all these things together, at the end of the day, it all contributes to us being able to sell more homes.
Yeah. There's not many jobs, I guess, that are so different day to day. You're in different places, the properties are different, the people's history is different. You know, most jobs, you don't really get that in depth with a person. You don't know as much about them, or you don't need to know as much about them. So I imagine, all of those things you talked about, and him being breathless with excitement, I can understand that, because there's so much going on, so much different every day. Now, you mentioned that the guys there, Aaron, you have your own way of doing things, a special way of doing it. In fact, you have a thing called the Aaron Way. What does that kind of ethos, how does that set you apart in the realm of estate agency? How does it influence the approach to client service and business operations as well?
Yeah, no, really good question, Gary. Our shared values are part of everyday life at Aaron Estates. And if I just kind of put that into context, Wards is part of a larger company called Aaron Estates, which is our parent company. Our values are designed, they're written by us, they're the very fabric of how we treat our customers and our colleagues. And we're committed to helping others. We respect, we value one another, we keep our promises. That those two words, integrity and honesty, coming back. And we give back to the community and aspire to make a difference to people's lives. And it's all about making that difference. The Mortgage Matters Direct team have just climbed Snowdon for charity.
Whoa.
And they all came back, which was really good news. And
counting
that was
them back.
In aid of the Children's Trust, which is all about supporting children who have brain injuries. In September, the top Aaron team, so the majority of directors, they're walking the Seven Sisters for the same charity. But all local people get involved, local branches, the local teams. There might be fun runs, of which the recruitment department have done many different crazy runs, having paint thrown at us and going through various obstacle courses and so forth. We have charity football matches, we have charity golf days. Up on the Medway City estate, there are charity car washes, so watch out for that next time, Gary, that we're running one of those.
I'll put the Porsche through.
and also things like cake sales as well. So it's all aimed at giving back. And our customers like it. They like that this about us, as do our potential candidates, because ultimately it means that there's more recommendations, there's more returning customers. It's more than being a estate agency, it's about making a difference. And just to slip back to 2020, when COVID had a massive effect on all of our lives, our people were supported from day one. The communication from the top team was absolutely fantastic, suggesting ideas for people's well-being. The directors took a pay cut to support the whole of the business, which meant that we could receive 100% of our pay during that time. So we really are a company that really does care. Each year we run an anonymous employee feedback survey, where last year, just as an example, 93% of our people said they enjoy their jobs. 92% of people who work for us felt supported by their low manager. We've taken feedback from those surveys. We've reduced our working days to reflect the feedback we received. So now, as an agency, we finish at 5:30, which is very unusual for a state agency. Yeah. And some still work until 7 o'clock.
Yep.
Investors in People, we've got the Gold Award for that, and we'll be looking to renew that again in the near future. And happy customers, happy agents. Every year here in Kent, we run the annual Children's Awards, and this year it's our 21st birthday. Charlotte Hawkins from ITV's Good Morning Britain always supports that, and it's probably the most fantastic day of the year.
Yeah, I've heard lots of wonderful stories about that event, and we talk about it a lot. So, obviously, you know, people from all walks of life could be welcomed as an estate agent, but you've talked about your company there, and obviously there's going to be competition to work for you guys. So if people listening now thought, I'd love to do it, what could they do? What steps and strategies could they take to make sure that, you know, they shone when they come to talk to you and say, look, I'd quite like to do this, and then what would lead them on to success in the industry as well?
Yeah, well, I think going back to what I was saying earlier is that we take people from all different backgrounds and skills and qualities. I think people, before deciding to become an estate agent, do your research. You mentioned Homes Under the Hammer. The reality is not the popular TV shows we watch. It's hard work, but the good news is that we will always train you. Pop into a branch, see what it feels like. Look on our career site, and you can set up an account that provides you with all our latest vacancies, and that's our website, wardsofkent.co.uk. Look through our vacancies. Look at the additional information that's on there, with some great videos about the training, about the rewards, about a career journey. And it is a fun career. It's a rewarding career. Lack of experience, we will train you. We've got award-winning training. It's a gold standard. And that training isn't about just when you join us. It's ongoing. You will work in the classroom. You will work with our field trainers. You will work with your branch managers. All our trainers have been estate agents. And as you develop the courses, this will support your professional development as well. So, for example, once you get to the point in your career where you're valuing properties, you will have gone through a series of programs to have actually got you to that stage. Aldo, our group managing director, joined at a very young age and worked his way up completely from a trainee sales advisor. All our operation directors have done the same. We're an estate agency that's run by estate agents, and it is a girls' world as well as boys. And I'm very proud to say that 5 ladies sit on our board currently, which is great. The other thing to mention is that once someone has done 6 months with us, there is a recognised qualification called Property Mark, which is something that we can offer to people after those 6 months, which is a professionally recognised estate agency qualification. And we will also sponsor people to do this.
Well, this is all great stuff to get you through the door, potentially, maybe get you that new job. But what would it be like once you start your first day? What would your day in the life of an estate agent be? We'll find out in part two.
As Kent's local independent estate agent, Wards utilise years of experience and expertise to promote your property in the best possible light to the largest possible audience. For more information, receive an online valuation in less than 30 seconds or book an in-person appraisal of your property with us today, head over to wardsofkent.co.uk to find out more about our unique approach.
Welcome back. So we're all about getting into the estate agency industry today, but particularly in Kent. So how important is it, team, for local knowledge and understanding to be part of the whole job, and for people that are working in Kent? Is it absolutely essential? How much expertise do we need? What local know-how do we have to have?
Okay, well, I guess in terms of the property market, it depends who you listen to. Some say prices will drop, some say prices will rise. Inevitably, the mortgage rate has had some bearing on people moving. Obviously, inflation is higher. And with the general squeeze in people's pockets, there could be affordability issues also. And of course, some events are out of our control. Government influences, government changes. So, for example, stamp duty, inheritance attacks, which are really out of our hands. But the good thing is that our training always reflects that ever-changing market and how best to tackle customers' concerns. So people who are joining us will be supported in terms of any shifts that we might have in that current marketplace. I suppose, more specifically, if you're looking to become an estate agent, generally, local knowledge is always useful, especially if you've grown up in a particular area, as you will have a feel for those good schools, the shops, the clubs that people can join. But also our website provides lots of information for each town, so it wouldn't be long if you were green to a particular area for you to be able to become more familiar. And obviously, SatNav obviously helps today.
Well, that takes us into the techie stuff, and which takes us to social media and tech. And Alice, I know this is really your domain. So with social media and the tech, how does it help you find the next batch of estate agents?
Definitely. I think everyone will agree that technology and social media is now such a massive part of everyone's day-to-day life, and especially since, you know, COVID and lockdown, you know, technology is definitely key to attracting people to our jobs. And we use various social media. You know, we've got Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, X, Twitter. We're on all of those social media platforms, and ultimately we try and showcase who we are behind the estate agent and what we actually do in everyday life. You know, we have our charity events on there, a bit of our company culture, and we also promote our vacancies and our career opportunities for people to have a look at. So, you know, we do use it every day to sort of get out to people who we are and show them, yeah, what we have to offer them as an employer. You know, we've also got Glassdoor that we use, and people, obviously ex-employees and current employees, get to leave reviews on there. And also similarly with Indeed that we have our vacancies on, and, you know, very proud to say that we have got the 4.1 and 4.4 stars on both of them. So it's really nice, obviously, for us to be able to see that what we do works and people are happy ultimately with us, which is great to see. And, you know, obviously the website as well that we use is a huge part of our department, definitely in recruitment, because obviously it's got our website, got our vacancies on, sorry, and it allows people to be able to see the different departments that we have, and, you know, the new homes department we have, and the lettings department. So it's, yeah, a really good chance for us to be able to showcase what we are and who we are.
Do you find that, you know, you can publish numbers and figures and, you know, we're number one with this, and that's all great, but do you find that when people approach you, if you've said, this was us at the, I don't know, charity golf day or something, that someone from that will go, that looks like they're really great place to work. Does that really
definitely
does have an impact on
people.
Yeah,
and we hear it all the time in interviews as well. You know, people will say, oh, you know, I saw that you were down in Aylesfield the other day or something random like that. And it's really nice to know that people do see our posts on Facebook and LinkedIn and all of the above, and they like it. They like who we are behind that. And I think it's really nice to see that it's reciprocated really well with people.
Yeah.
And it just gives that whole sense of that community. And it's really important to us. Obviously, it is the Arran way that we give back. And it's great to see that that's obviously reciprocated with the community. Definitely.
I think it also sets us apart from our competitors as well, and tries to demonstrate why a candidate should choose us by sharing all that information. And it's all about people's success, and it's celebrating that, and it's about promotions that they've had and the long service awards and everything, isn't it? And, you know, the new benefits that we've introduced. I mentioned the working hours. We've just had a new additional profit share scheme that's been launched for some of the key employees of the business. And I think the other thing is to mention is that technology is really important for our branches, and we've got a fantastic IT department which actually are always challenging what we're using and whether it's fit for purpose.
Well, you need everyone to push each other, don't you, to get it along. Sometimes that can be a bit uncomfortable, but you're never going to get going and get where you need to be and keep up with everyone else or keep ahead of the crowd unless you're all pushing. So that sounds fantastic. So for me, my dealings with estate agents have been in professional ways where they've helped us buy and sell property, just like most people. What is a real day like for someone who might be starting with you guys? What would the responsibilities be day to day? What challenges might they face through an average day? Talk us through a day in the life, if you like.
Great question. And I think the other thing to mention is that we do have lots of other departments that we recruit for example, our lettings function. And a lot of this day in the life of an agent, whether it be a estate agent or a lettings agent, the day to day activity, you'd start off with a coffee at the morning meeting. the whole team sits down to this every single day, so you're catching up on previous day's business and really kind of setting that agenda for the day ahead. Lots of phone calls in the morning, gathering feedback from viewings that have happened the day before, booking lots of appointments and liaising with our in-house mortgage advisors and updating customers on the sale of their properties. So the phone is really the best friend of an agent. And it's all about having great conversations to really get to know our customers and find out exactly how we can help them. As I said before, it's about us seeing it as a privilege to support them every step of the way. In the afternoon, you could be out viewing individual properties with customers, or you could even be hosting an open house event, or even doing something fun for charity. Referring our customers to the in-house mortgage advisors and panel of expert solicitors is key to providing that one-stop service to make the transaction as easy as possible. And of course, not all property sales go according to plan. You are dealing with people who are going through one of the most stressful events in their life. And it's lovely when people move for a great and exciting reason, but not everyone, sadly, is in this position. And you may find yourself dealing with someone who's lost a loved one, or who have lost their job, or who are going through a separation. And difficult situations are sometimes hard not to switch off from.
I think talking to you today, what I've realised, particularly obviously the part of the business you're in, but it seems like it's kind of 90% people, 10% property. I don't know. What do you think about that? Would you have a breakdown of what you think it would be? Because it is a lot more about the people listening to you today than the bricks and mortar, it seems.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be very difficult to put a percentage on it, Gary, I think. But you're right. You've got to be a people person. You've got to be interested in people's stories and be interested in helping them along the way. And I would say that being a people person as opposed to maybe an estate agency expert is slightly more important.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And so that person's listening now to this podcast and they're saying, I'm a people person. I reckon I could do that. I'd be good at that. What could they expect from, like, day one? They come and say, hi there, I'm thinking about doing this. What can they expect from the recruitment process from you guys?
All right. Well, a fast response, first of all, and we will try and contact you within 24 hours on a weekday. The process, the first interview that will be held will be via a Teams meeting with one of our friendly recruitment consultants. We've got a great team of people who are some of them ex-estate agents, but all of them very, very talented in what they do. And our job here in the central recruitment team is to draw up a short list of candidates to present to our operational directors. I would say about that interview, treat it as a first interview. It is a proper interview, but also to relax. We want to get to know you as the person and find out a little bit more about your career and your experience. And this interview will probably last between about 30 minutes in total. And the important thing to remember is that an interview is a two-way thing. It's just as important that you think we're right for you just as much as the other way around. So do check out that website beforehand. There's a frequently asked questions page on there as well. So about how you handle an interview. We send out, as a matter of course, when people are invited to that first interview, our employee prospectus, which gives us lots more detail about what to expect, about the career opportunities available to you. And don't forget, there are lots of options to diversify into other functions or other operational areas to cross brands. And just to remind you, we're part of the Arran Estates Group, a larger group with nearly 100 estate agency offices across the southeast. But we can offer careers in lettings, where we offer ALA training, Mortgage Matters Direct for aspiring mortgage advisors, where we can offer CMAP support. And if it is estate agency, you really have your heart set on, we can offer level 2, level 3 property mark training and qualifications. And if you fancy something really different, either at the get-go or further along your career, we also have other key departments such as land and new homes. We've got a compliance team, we've got a call centre and customer services centre. Obviously there's us here in recruitment, the marketing team and other specialist administration roles. And I think the key thing to remember is that estate agency is a career and not just a job.
With the interview process, I know a lot of interviewers like it when the interviewee ask a question back, because often it's, have you got any questions for us? No, I don't think so. I think they're generally impressed if someone has a question for them. Would that be right?
Yeah, I think so. And with people who are genuinely interested, it would be another indicator that they are serious about joining us.
What's the best question someone has asked you? Off the top of your head, any ideas?
I couldn't possibly tell you that, Gary.
No, I've stumped you with that one. So other questions that I have, do you supply a clipboard or do people have to bring their own?
Oh, we supply those.
Okay. Have you got a bell in your office that you ring for any occasion?
More than likely in the branches.
Yes. Okay. That's important to know. And can I start Monday?
Yes, you can.
Yay! I'm in. It's that easy, guys. No, of course it isn't. But it does sound fantastic. Now, don't forget, if there's anything in property, and we're not talking necessarily becoming an estate agent here, but if there's a general interest in property that you have and there is a movement on the property ladder that you're thinking about, of course, at that point, you do need to consult with the experts, financial advisors, solicitors, estate agents, of course, to help you navigate the whole of the home buying process and answer those questions you might have. But thank you for giving us a real window into the world of estate agency today. Our special guests, Claire Goodenough, Head of Recruitment, and Alice McDonald, Recruitment Marketing Consultant at Wards. Thanks for sharing with us today, both of you guys. Thanks very much for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And don't forget, you can check out all our other episodes at im-listening.co.uk or wherever you get your podcasts from. And don't forget to check out the Property Podcast with Wards next week. See you then. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. And if you've got a bell, give that a ring as well. Thanks for listening to the Property Podcast with Wards. If you'd like more information on the subjects that we've covered in this week's episode, just head over to the Wards website at wardsofkent.co.uk, or you can follow us on our social media channels. You can check out our latest episodes at im-listening.co.uk or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This has been an IM Listening exclusive podcast. For more information, head over to our website, im-listening.co.uk.